The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
It is the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm really looking forward to this conversation because you know how things happen just by happenstance. Last week, I was out knocking on some doors and meeting some people in Windsor Heights, and I stopped off at one of my favorite restaurants in Windsor Heights. It's called Saison. And I walk into the bar area, and there's this whole crowd of people, and it was really a nice crowd, and they were all having a good time. And then this gentleman stood up, and he started talking about, of all things, Tanzania. And I slipped him my card, and I said, wow, this sounds really interesting. So it's a real pleasure to introduce to you not only a guy that's concerned about Tanzania, but also an author. He wrote the book Surviving Vodka Toasts and Rampaging Elephants. Ladies and gentlemen, in the Business News Hour microphone studio is Phil Latessa. Philip, good to have you here, sir.
Good to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
What an interesting life you lead. What is this thing with Tanzania anyway?
Well, I'm the executive director of a nonprofit organization called Empower Tanzania. And we've been operating for about 10 years, working with, in cooperation with the people in that country. It's one of the poorest countries on the planet. And they need pretty much everything. And so our operation focuses on education, development, and healthcare. But in figuring out what to do, we go and we listen. We meet with the community folks and find out what they think they need. And then together we figure out the best way to get there. Sometimes the things they think they need are impossible. You know, in a small rural village, they wanted a new hospital. Well, that wasn't really going to happen. Yeah. What they really needed was some of their women to be trained as birth attendants because that was the problem they were facing. Very high mortality rates among the women. And this is a Maasai community. They marry them very young. They're really distant from any healthcare services. So together we worked out a plan to train their women, and we used local healthcare providers to do this training. And it's made a huge difference in the community. There's a lot of women and children who are alive today that wouldn't be if that hadn't happened. This same style is how we do virtually all of our other projects. So some of them are related to water. It's a very big problem all over the world now, but particularly in East Africa and particularly in this part of Tanzania where we're working. And we found some communities where they had a well that was dug some years earlier, and it had failed, usually because of poor construction. And so one of our volunteers he runs a well drilling company in Story City, took his camera with him, dropped it down the well and said, it's either fixable or not. And in some cases, we were able to make some repairs. In a lot of cases, the cave-in covered the pump, and it was pretty much
done,
kaput. So then we're into the major fundraising effort to drill a new well. And in that part of the world, the water is really deep. So the one we recently finished was over 500 feet down.
Wow.
That means a big pump to pull it out. And since they're out in the boondocks, there's no electricity.
What do you do with electricity?
Yeah, so you can run diesel, or in our case, we decided it was much easier and less to use solar. So they have a major solar array that's running this. So generally, that's how our work gets done. It's a collaborative effort using a lot of volunteer energy from people all around the country, but mostly from Iowa, who have committed themselves to this kind of work. And they're terrific people. We've dealt with a lot of healthcare providers, but also executives of various kinds, educators. They give us their time, their expertise, and their money.
Gosh, that's important. Philip Latessa, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about empowering Tanzania. Philip, one of the things I think is interesting, I have a friend that spent some time in South Africa and some other countries on the western side of Africa. And he is a proponent, and it sounds as though your name of the organization, Empower Tanzania, is much along his lines. He said, what we've done in Africa is we've continued to shovel money towards Africa, and we haven't trained people to do various things on their own. And then that becomes just a suck for money, and because corruption is so rampant in many parts of sub-Saharan Africa that the money really never gets to the people. So this sounds a bit like what he's talking about. He says, no, what you got to do is empower people to make change on their own. Would that be accurate?
Yes, it is. In fact, we chose that name, Empower Tanzania, deliberately. Our goal is not to give them stuff. Our goal is to teach them useful things so that they can continue to grow and develop on their own. Sometimes they get stuff, like the medical project I just mentioned. We gave them a couple of small buildings where they could do their future training. But what we gave them was knowledge. Mm-hmm. So when we're done, when we leave, when we work ourselves out of a job, they'll still have that knowledge. All our projects, whether they're agricultural or educational or health-related, focus on education and information. And that's what is the key to our work. The other thing that's important I want to mention, Michael, is that when we say empower, we mean empowering people. And then what we've learned, like a lot of development organizations, is you have to empower women. They're the ones who make things happen.
Yeah, boy.
And in a culture that's a male-dominated one, like Tanzania, and particularly in the Maasai community, this is a difficult job. But it's an important one. And by finding opportunities for women to be active, to learn something new, is a major accomplishment. So one of our programs, for example, one of our physicians here in the U.S. learned of the issues that they needed to know more about, essentially basic health care, prevention, hand washing, using mosquito nets. He's developed a series of videos, which he films here in Des Moines, using a physician friend of his who's from Tanzania. They do them in video, in Swahili and in English. And then we've trained 33 women over there to deliver these programs to the community. So now they've learned how to schedule a meeting, do a meeting, present the information, answer questions. And so in that particular district, there's 250,000 people live there. And every month, 17,000 people are attending these programs. So that's a phenomenal transfer
for the knowledge.
Absolutely. And we think it's making a big difference.
Philip Latessa, ladies and gentlemen, Empower Tanzania. Well, you know, this all begs the question, Philip. A, why Tanzania? And how in the world did you get hooked up with this?
Tanzania, and the two things are related. I've had a history of working in international exchange programs. When I worked at the State Hospital Association, when you mentioned the title of my book, we had an exchange, medical exchange with Russia that was part of a U.S. government-funded series of activities shortly after the Soviet Union broke up. That was an effort by our government to build some friendships over there. Not sure if they're still going. And then I worked at Iowa Sister States, which is a non-governmental organization. You've probably heard of it, that has partnerships around the world. I was the executive director there for 9 years. When I retired, I got involved in Tanzania. One of the organizations that had funded our work in Russia was now working in Africa. And I got in touch with them, and then I learned from my church, I go to St. Paul's Lutheran Church here in Des Moines, that there was some activity in Africa, in Tanzania. And they referred me to the then Bishop Haugen, who was a great salesman. Before I got off the phone with him, I was working for him for free. And that led to a project that got us started. And the first project we did was to train lay people how to take care of terminally ill AIDS patients.
In Tanzania.
In Tanzania. And so when they get to that stage, they're discharged home to die. And our goal was to help people help them.
As a hospice worker, so to speak.
Essentially that, yes, at a much less sophisticated level, but comfort care, helping people train their families to make this comfortable for the
patients. Give us a snapshot, Phil, of Tanzania. What is it like there?
It's very poor. You can't avoid seeing the rundown conditions of the housing, the lack of infrastructure, the power is erratic. The infrastructure is more erratic, or the internet is more erratic. However, the people are very positive. They are happy. They are, even though they know they're poor and they wish they could be better and they would have more for their kids, they've developed a very positive outlook on life, and they're very relationship-oriented. When you're really poor, all you can rely on are your family and friends, and that's an important part of their culture and one that's very important in how we do our work. So we spend a lot of time, and still do, building and supporting relationships, because if you don't have those, nothing happens. If you drop in an idea, fly over with a plane and drop off an idea and fly home, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah. Philip Tessel, ladies and gentlemen, he is with Empower Tanzania. Also, the author of this really interesting book, I'm looking forward to reading this. It's called Surviving Vodka Toast and the Rampaging Elephants. I think that sometimes we have to learn to say nyet, right?
Sometimes we do. And that's when the fourth vodka toast comes around.
You have to say
and your
nyet.
Team is saying, take one for the team.
All right. Well, that's another topic for another discussion. But we are talking about Empower Tanzania. This is a not-for-profit organization, and I happened to just run up onto Phil at Saison Kitchen and Pub just about a week ago or so, and I was interested in what he was doing. You had a lot of young people there. What was going on?
Well, we were trying to get more young professional participation in our organization. And one of my colleagues made some contacts and invited all these younger people to come.
And they showed up.
And they showed up, and that's a beginning for us. We know that they're interested in doing things, but like a lot of people, they don't know where to start. And one of the things we offer is an organization that's in place, that's small, that's close to the people who are going to be receiving people's donations or energy. And we're transparent, so we think it's an opportunity for all kinds of people. But in particular, we're working on finding younger people to join us and help us move our project forward.
And that is very important. If you missed any or all of this, we will have information up on our website so that it will link directly to Empower Tanzania and what in the heck Phil is doing in East Africa, along the Indian Ocean, yes?
Correct.
And so people might think, well, that sounds like paradise. It's along the ocean, and not quite, huh?
It's beautiful at the ocean.
Yeah, you get inland, it's a little tough.
A few blocks in, it's very poor, and it's like a lot of what you've seen in third world cities. Mm. The city's built for about 1 million people. There are 5 million people living there.
Oh, my goodness.
And the infrastructure just doesn't support them very well.
It is called Empower Tanzania. The man behind that is Phil Latessa. Thank you so very much for coming in and talking about this. I really appreciate it.
I really appreciate the opportunity.
And we will share this far and wide on our social media and our radio blog.
Great. Thanks very much.
All right. Gee whiz, the folks that you meet just banging around town. And congratulations to all those young folks that showed up at Saison Kitchen and Pub last week so that they could get involved in something very, very, very worthwhile. All right, we've got a scat on out of here for all of us, for Toyota, who came in talking about global issues, for Mark, who was talking about building economic development in your own community, and of course, Phil Latessa. We are Insight on Business, the News Hour. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour is Jimmy Olson. A liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. And the general manager for the radio station is Jeff Delvo. For all those folks, have yourself a nice evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.